Fields of rich black lava surround the Keflavik airport. I imagine myself on the moon. The colorful flags remind me that I'm in Iceland. Moist, fresh air fills my nostrils as I inhale, ready for another field season. Vatnsdalr appears. Blue water, green meadows, black ridges, the colors are saturated. Today, she is exposed. Tomorrow, she'll be shrouded in damp, wispy clouds that permeate my everything. A different kind of saturation. Every day, I climb. The sheep and horses stare as I hike through their fields. The fields are thick, and I'm out of breath before I reach the mountain. Below my knees, my boots and pants are a shade darker than when I set out this morning. Wet again. The lava flows are neatly broken into vertical columns, as if each one was carefully carved. Little white crystals live in the vesicles. I press my face to the rock and look closely with my hand lens. Some are square, some are coffin-shaped. Finally, I free a hand-sized piece that weighs just enough to feel it in my pack. It smells like a mixture between burnt and acid. It smells like fieldwork. By lunchtime, I make it to the top. Cookies are always sweeter up here. It starts to rain. It doesn't pour, it just drizzles. But it's enough to soak you through. I put on my rain gear. Time to go. A stream guides me to a waterfall, where I carefully pick my way down the steep scarp. Nightmares of falling startle me from my sleep for the next week. The lavas are subtly different here. I lose myself in my thoughts. Before I realize it, my pack is heavy, but the car is in sight. I squat and squeeze under a barbed wire fence. My knees argue against straightening out. Hot tea is such a treat. Somehow, the act of holding the warm mug in my hands is as comforting as feeling the heat travel down my throat and into my core. I'm damp all over from the drizzle and sweat. Fortunately, we were all in the field today, so I'm not the only one who stinks. I take a steamy shower in water that smells like a volcano. Some say it smells like rotten eggs, but it's earthier than that. I love the smell of volcanoes. My mind drifts in and out of the day as I crawl into my sleeping bag. I lay still, maybe because the mummy bag is just the right fit, but mostly because I'm too tired to move. The light creeps in, even though my eyes are closed. It's midnight, but I hear children playing outside. I expect the sun to set, but it never does. It keeps me in suspense all season long. Eventually, my exhaustion overcomes teasing, and I slip into the deep sleep that I crave during the rest of the year. My muscles ache, even the little ones I usually forget about, but sleep rejuvenates them, because tomorrow is another day of fieldwork.